Zal je denken, dat zullen we op een gegeven moment zijn hoofd.
Ik heb nu Shabbos, beschist de Gosje Oilem. Beschist van Tatel aangezien. De Heer Shabbos, mijn woord in Geudes Erl. En als de middag in Teirwe is te talk a few de retire of the parasha. But we can't resist to begin with an incredible Rosh Hatevis for Erl. Erl is gebencht with Rosh Hatevisen. The post can already bring Ani Lebeudi, Bedeudi Lee, and various others. But many years ago, when I was in Gate, they were learning Perek HaManiach and Elul, and someone spotted the Gemara's got Rosh HaTevis for Elul. The Gemara says at the beginning of HaManiach that people don't normally look where they're going. Ein derech v'lod v'le svoyne b'drochim. And the Gemara says four words. The Gemara says, Iboya lei le'iyuna onezum. Person has to look where he's going. It was Rosh HaTevis and Elul. The boy Leiluna Mezel will have a chodesh of preparation towards the Yom Ha'Roim, which we're going to be hearing this after the Shemaya next year, Rebbe Kol HaShofer. And I was thinking, nowadays, there's something called the snooze button, which they have on alarm clocks. And you think to yourself, if you have to wake up for Rosh Hashanah, the reason why we're hearing already the alarm a month earlier is not just to have the geschmack of keeping pressing the snooze button. The reason why we've got the alarm clock is because you take action. So some people think it takes time, but there was actually someone I used to enjoy being woken up in the middle of the night in order to have the geschmack of going back to bed afterwards. That geschmack of pressing the snooze button. Somehow I'm not convinced. And that's why we're starting to hear Shofar read the Chodesh earlier. Now, Faket, you look at the Sforim HaKdoshim, what they reveal to us about this incredible Chodesh El, there's a lot that can be kind of, can come to Rosh Hashanah a lot better prepared. So much so, in Likut HaTorah from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal HaTanya, he brings from the Arizal that the Yud Gimel Nidah Sherachimim are really shining already in Chodesh Elul, the same way that the Yom Kippur. That's the level of Chodesh Elul. So much so that he's bothered by Akasha, why are you allowed to, why is the Mutav Asiyas Meloch in Chodesh Elul? He said, there's such a scalus of Yud Gimel Oiris in Chodesh Elul, why is the Mutav Asiyas Meloch? That's how he's asking the Kasha. The Kasha itself should be enough to arouse us to appreciate a bit better what the Chodesh is all about. And his parents is also very encouraging. He explains it's like a melech masodeh, which many people over the last few weeks, if they were ever on holidays, wherever they were, if they bumped into a dayonim or rabbonim during the year sometimes, they can be very, very busy and very hard to get hold of with their schedule. Somehow during holiday times, you can go to them, you can talk to them, you can shmooze with them. They're much more available, much more accessible, and you can build a relationship with them. It's much easier. The gaboim are more relaxed. It's easier to get hold of them. That's their cholom, and it's melech masodeh when the king is in the field, which means he's not in the official formal position where he is the entire year. And that's really what's going on in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is a time where we can have a shaychus ribbono shel olam. We can build ani ledoidi v'doidi li, just those words itself, understand the shaychus and the ava we can have to the ribbono shel olam. We'll give a different approach when it comes to Chodesh Elul. Remember, Chmidin said over once that there was a boy that in the school the chet day was, his father was his rebbe. Sometimes that happens, his father was his rebbe. And he was a very, very strict rebbe. And this poor boy couldn't cope. He always got tellings off and he got in trouble. And it was too much for him. So one day he blurts out in the middle of a lesson. He says, Tati, Tati, it's too much. Father keeps a stern face on his look, a stern look on his face. And he looks at him and says, I'm not your father. I'm your rebbe now. And he didn't know what to do. It's the same person. He was lost. And this went on for some time. And then he had the brainstorm. He comes at night. And he says to his father, Tati, so he says, yes, now it's his father. He says, you might have a word with the Rebbe, please, that he shouldn't be so strict with me in school, in Cheder. And all of a sudden he realized, there's a way around this one. And really, that's what's going on in Chodesh Elul. When it's Melech Vasodeh, when it's Anil Doidi V'doidi Li, a person can build that relationship with Rebbeinu Shlomo V'teich Ava, then Taker, Rosh Hashanah is no joke. Melech Mamish V'dyam with Oretz, it's going to be a very serious matzah. There's Malachim Yechafezun, everything is going on. But Lemaisa, you're dealing with someone that you've already had a Shaykhus that you care about him, Kiviyoch. The Rebbeinu cares about you. The Rebbeinu Shlomo Ava, that's already been built. Going to have a completely different effect when it comes to the Mishpat. So much so that Moshe Kubitz Zecharei Levracha used to say a story he heard from the person himself, that he said how he became back close to Yiddishkeit. He said as a child, it was his parents were survivors from the war, and obviously we can't judge any of these people. They didn't want to have any Shaykhus Yiddishkeit. His only connection was, Baruch Hashem, he had the bris. And his parents spoke Polish Yiddish. They spoke a Heimish Yiddish at home. So that much he knew. The rest, nothing. He was a young boy, and he mixed with the wrong crowd, and he was doing various illegal activities in America where he lived. He was in his 20s. He was making a lot of money through it. Until one day, there was some sort of meeting in a restaurant with his two partners, and before he realized what was going on, he was walking out in handcuffs. The FBI had been in that restaurant, and they had followed the whole conversation, these activities they were doing, and they had arrested them. And he was facing Nebuchadnezzar, a 25-year sentence in jail. One of his partners ran off on bail. He never saw him again. He don't know what happened to him. And the other one, not less than a sentence, he snitched on him, and it only made things worse for him. And he realized what a pickle he's in. He's a young fellow, and having such a long sentence. So he went over in the east side in America, he went there for someone to buy himself a drink, he sat down, and he was literally crying, his tears were dripping into his drink, he didn't know what to do with himself. A yid walks in, and he sees this fellow sitting there crying over his drink. He sits down and he says, "That's your problem." He says, "No, you're not going to help me, this is something beyond you. What's your problem? I don't need a nice good morning now. There's something very serious at stake, you're not going to be able to help me." The fellow rolls up his sleeve and he shows him his numbers from Auschwitz and he says, "I know what problems are. Spill the beans, please tell me what's going on." He saw a yid, the person that cares. He says, "You know what? Can't harm." And he tells him what's going on. He says, "You don't need any lawyers." He says, "What do you mean you don't need any lawyers? I've got to invest as much money as I can to get the best lawyers." He says, "You don't need any lawyers, you need the Rebbe." He says, "I don't know what he's talking about." There was a great Ish Kodesh there living, a scholar ever. You see a picture in the book, in the new book from Moments of Greatness came out from Oscar recently, printed this story. Ish Kodesh, he takes him to where he lived, six flights up, he takes his apartment, and he sits down and he says, "Tell the Rebbe what's going on." Yiddish he knew, so they didn't need any translate in between. And he told him the whole story. The Rebbe listens intently, and he says to him, "Don't worry, it's going to be okay." Okay, and then he says, "On the day of the court case, it's going to be, the lawyer's going to come a bit late, otherwise it's going to be okay." He walks out there bewildered, he's got nothing to lose, he knows otherwise Nebuchadnezzar, he's sentenced to 25 years, and okay, Vahiyayoyim, it comes 9 o'clock in the morning, he's there in the courthouse, everyone's there ready, waiting, and Taka, his lawyer doesn't turn up, and they're nervous, what's going on, because the chutzpah, we're waiting, how come he's not here? And eventually, the lawyer calls in and he says, "I missed my flight, I can't be there on time, I'm going to send a representative." Okay, fair enough. And he can't believe a little 21-year-old walks in there, very, very excited, walking in there to this courthouse, and he says, "I'm representing you." He said, "You're representing me." He said, okay, there wasn't any choice anymore, so things started. And the FBI had concrete evidence, and they knew what they were talking about, they knew why they're not messing around, and they put down the case, good and proper. And then the judge turns to this young fellow and he says, "What have you got to say for yourself?" So he stands up, he starts speaking with a lot of drama. First 5 minutes, the only mother saw what he's talking about. Afterwards, it was just baffling God. It was the only one smirking and smiling. They didn't understand how such a fellow was getting away with talking such nonsense in the courthouse. But finally, it was going on and on and on for an entire hour. And it looks like the judge getting agitated. I think it's quite amusing even. And okay, eventually he finishes his Oscar and his Rusha, sits down, and the judge turns to the FBI and he says, that's all you got to say for yourself, that's called evidence, case dismissed. She rubs his eyes in disbelief, you can't understand what's going on over here. Okay, fine, they walk out, capacitance is capacitance. And he calls over his new lawyer and he says, tell what's going on. He says, what do you mean? I won the case. Yeah, sure, you won the case. He says, yeah, it's my first case. Yeah, that much he realized already. And he says, yeah, and the judge, he's my grandpa. And he realized what was going on. His grandfather wanted him to give him a good feeling. He knew that his grandson's training him for the job. And he wanted him to win the first case. So there he was. He went ahead and he did it. So this person goes out. He knows what he has to do next. He goes back to the Rebbe's apartment. He runs up the 6 flights of stairs. He's catching his breath and he says, how did you know that he's going to come late? He says, I know, I don't need to tell you. But one thing I do need to tell you. He says, when someone does a favor to someone, they expect a favor back. He says, okay, fair is fair. He says, I'm not going to ask you to start keeping the Torah mitzvahs. I'm not going to ask you to start keeping Shabbos. He said, I want one thing from you. I wanted to go buy a pair of tefillin and wear them every day. He says, okay, how hard can that be? So he makes his way outside. He goes to the first place that sells tefillin. They take one look at this fellow. They're not selling him tefillin. He looks more like a gangster than the Elchid. I don't know who this fellow was. Keeps on going. Eventually someone tells him, listen, if you go to Crown Heights, there's a Yidah called Rabbi Jacobson, he'll teach you how to wear a tefillin. If he gives me a letter that I can sell you a pair of tefillin, you've got to look after them properly, then okay, then I can sell you one. And that's what he did. Bought himself a pair of tefillin. He wore every day. And he says, slowly but surely, he came back to Yiddishkeit and he was here to tell the story. And there's various lessons that you can take out from this story. The fact, what we were talking about, the Inyan Melech HaBasodeh, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not just our grandfather, he's Kivyochel our father. There's Taka Melech by Rosh Hashanah, of there's Avinu Malkeinu, and the Chelik of Avinu, that's Miuchet to the Chodesh Elul, Dani LeDoidi VeDoidi Li. And when a person appreciates that, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, then he's going to be able to come to the Yom HaDin with a much calmer feeling. We're going to be able to have a heck of Rosh Hashanah, wear Yom Tov clothes, with Hakud Rai B'tochen, we're going to have Shana Tov Musukah, because you understand that we've connected to the Melech with a whole Chodesh before. We say by Slichas, V'schor lo na'ayoyim b'ris shloish esrei. If you look back in the whole Rosh Hashanah davening, we don't say Yud Gimel Middle Sherachim. Slichas we say loads of times, every Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Meitru, we're saying Yud Gimel Sherachim, and either we say it many times. There's only one time where we say on Rosh Hashanah, Yud Gimel Middle Sherachim. And that's by Psichas Sa'orim. It's the only time. Because when it comes to Torah, then again, we have the relationship, the Ribbono Shel Olam of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorei Secha. Comes to Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam like our father. The whole Rosh Hashanah really is very serious, it's Yom HaDin. So I was thinking, that's what we say. Uzzechor lona hayoim. Hayoim, the Tzvon tells us, Uzzechor Kodesh brings, hayoim is reference Rosh Hashanah. We say by Slichas, Ribbono Shel Olam, I won't be able to talk too much about Rachman Rosh Hashanah because it's Yom HaDin. But we're saying in Elul, we're going to say beforehand, Uzzechor lona hayoim. Remember for us on hayoim, we can't talk about Rachman too much. The Bris Shloish Esrei. And the way to do that be'emes is with this preparation of Chodesh Elul. But sometimes the person thinks to himself, he's tried before, he hasn't managed, he would like to do more. So we see this week an amazing chizik in this Inyan to value the fact when a person wants to do something that's right, even if he doesn't actually get there. This week there's a parasha on Meisus HaMediach. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin, the Torah says that someone tries to talk someone else into doing Avodah Zorah. And this is a very rare occurrence in the Torah. The severity of someone that tries to talk someone else into Avodah Zorah. There's 5 lavin. 5 lavin in the Torah. Lo yisoy v'loy. V'lo yisishm eilav. V'lo yisoches ein cha'olav. You can't have any rachmanos on him. V'lo yisachmel. V'lo yisachas olav. Normally when it comes to killing someone, we try every excuse in the book not to kill them. A bezin, a Sanhedrin that kills once in 70 years, more than that, it's not very exciting. And the Torah tells us 5 lavin for what's the person done. He tried to talk to someone else to serve Avodah the Zorah. What's his oynish? No less than skila, the most chomedik oynish. And the Kalis Shol will appreciate this and will see for last Kadova Zebe Kibecho. Kadova Ra Zebe Kibecho. But what did he do? Ru went over to Shimon and tried to talk him into Zerah. Did he manage? What was Shimon's reaction? The Torah doesn't tell us. Shimon couldn't turn around to him and say, you're crazy, serve with the Zohar. I would never do such a thing. But if Aden hear Reuven trying to talk him into, that's already enough. And the Torah says, what's the Oynish for? Two words. Ki bikesh la'adicha chom al Hashem le'akecho. He tried to pull you away from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's where this Oynish applies, and these five Lam apply to. So the Alter von Kelm said, a moyedik chizik. He says, when a person goes over to someone else, sometimes a person within himself, and he tries to be mechazik and avodas Hashem, he's a bikesh lehiskarev la'Hashem elikecho. Then alachas kama v'kama midatayim ruva soivin loy sishmeilav zochesein chalav sachmo chasalav. This is how the Torah values the bikesh. If already when it comes to pulling him away from avodas Zorah, the Torah is so machmir in the bikesh la'dichecho alachas kama v'kama every ounce of trying to do something good has a gewaltige chashivas in Shemayim. I saw over Ben Azmanim, there was a new book advertised, a safer advertised called Reach. Kach Magi and Selling Gehe Mikva. From the Yidah Lekud of Shlema Myers. A Moedike book, he explains how every single Yidah Shaykh to learn Kala Terukula, which it sounds like quite a sweeping statement. But he actually has got ways and methods how to do so, and it's certainly worth reading. So there I saw one of the things that he mentions when a person's keeping account of how well he's doing, but not well out of doing, and the person keeps the cheshbon nefesh, he discourages using an X. An X is a very negative form. He says, rather, you should put on the box a resh, a rotzen, which means that even though you didn't manage to do what you wanted to do, but at least value the fact that you wanted to do it. When a person appreciates the bikesh, that he tries to do something, that will automatically encourage him. He says, there was someone struggling, he's talking about there was a bocher that was addicted to watching videos, and he's had a hard time getting out of it. So what he did was, he divided his hours when he was awake, it was about 17 hours a day that he was awake, and he split them up into sections of half an hour. And he wrote down each half an hour. And then he kept on ticking off all the times when he didn't have any nisoyon, and he realized that four slots of the day was when he was having his son, that to maybe to look at things he shouldn't be looking at. So he had like 30 boxes, 30 ticks when it was everything was good, and then he had such encouragement the fact how well he was doing, how well he was managing, and that inspired him to keep on going, and surely but slowly he managed to finish it off. So I took davening and it split up into 30 different parts, each chelik of kaponas, each chelik of sukkah zimra, and each time they took one small section, and they valued the fact they're trying to focus on that part, and that had a big impact to be able to keep up the rest of the day. There's another parasha this week, the Torah's Marach, many have talked about the mitzvah of tzedakah, which the story which is talked about before, there's another lesson to take out of it, that this person that was waiting this 25-year sentence for prison, he got out of it because there was one Yid that was caring. He saw someone else, another Yid, in distress. He saw someone crying. And he sat down, and when a person didn't want to share his problem, he just said, okay, I tried. I don't want to say. It bothered him. He cared about the other person. He made him speak. And that this came about Taka, the Yeshia for this person. The Torah's Marach this week, in Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Zayin, the Torah tells us that Kiyev Ucha'evim Be'achad Achecho. And the Torah has various lavin. Open your hand to him. And again, the Torah says, many pesukim the Torah is marich regarding the mitzvah tzedakah. And this is one of the preparations, really, for the avodah of the Yom HaRoim. We're going to be saying by the Sanat Toikav. As a tshiva, tzvilah, tzedakah, ma'avin, tzreya, gzeira, you see a chazal, a machshir, inif, and tzedakah, there is various gemoras that are mamish maflik about the inif of tzedakah. The gemara said in Shabbos, kubulam tesla medalof, einish laim nifte elif tzedakah. The gemara said in Shabbos, that kivim involvam with beis, tzedakah tatsim, and moves, the gemara bring various stories, famous stories, how Rebbe Kiva's daughter was going to be nifte the night of a chasana, and she pushed the pin into the wall, and it killed a snake, because she gave a portion away to a poor person. The Gemara said, Rosh Hashanah Kazayin Amud Beis, at Tzedakah's Kriya Gzadina Shel Adam, Tzedakah tears apart the bad din of a person. Gemara said the Sukkah and Testament base, the Sukkah is greater than all Karbonos. And when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, not always does the Mechaber bring down the Divrei Agadah regarding a mitzvah. But in Yerdeh, Sim Reish Mem Zayin, the Mechaber brings, Ma'oid Ma'oid Tzorech Odom Nizoyeba, Yoyse Mikol Mitzvah Saseh. It's an incredible Oysek from the Mechaber. The Mechaber said a person should be very, very careful mitzvah Sukkah, more than other mitzvah Saseh. And the Mechaber explains that if a person doesn't give Sukkah, then Chas Shomri can bring to Shvichas Domim, because he could be nifta through not giving him. And a person, as it says, and the Chabad brings this week's schedule, it's Ami says, Yot, it's Levovcha, there's various Lavin. And Midatay Marubu, when a person does give money to someone, he doesn't always see the effect. Special people, a person, Chazal tell us, you can't be down a person, B'shas Tzorosoi, B'shas Dochkoi, when a person's in a time of distress, financial distress, when a person has, he can have an amazing, a terrible effect on his, on the Shalom Bayis, on the whole household. The Gemara says about Metzia Ben Zayin Azov that most quarrels at home come from a lack of Tua. And Fakeh Midot Tevim Merubu, when a person is zoicha to appreciate that and to give as in a manner, the way that he can, then he'll have all the Tzoyis. We know that in the Shemaim, then Groma, normally we use it in the negative form, as Groma is Chaim within the Shemaim. But Midot Tevim Merubu, that when a person causes someone else to have goodness, then that's also attributed to his account and have the schiss of saving all those people. So Baal Shem Tov says something very interesting regarding this mitzvah. Expression is, you should open your hand to him. And he explains as follows. He says that the money which a person is giving, the coin which a person is giving, that's like the letter Yud. The hand that's holding that money has got five fingers on it. That's connected the ois hay. The arm, which is stretched out, which is connected to your five fingers, that's the letter vav. And then the hand of the oni, that's another five fingers, that's another hay. So together that makes yud ke vav ke. So he says, normally what happens is, first the oni puts his hand out, and afterwards comes the yud and the hay and the vav of the person giving it. So what happens then is, it's not really kesidron. And we know that the Shema Vaya, Yud Kevodke, when it's kesidron, that's the Shema Rachamim. So the Torah stresses that Pesach, Tiftach, es Yod Cho, Loi. First you should open your hand to him. So you're going to have first the Yud Kevod, and afterwards when you're going to be giving it to his hand, that's going to be matched in Shema Vaya in kesidron. So in England, they only walk around with voucher books, then they've got ready the money, waiting for an opportunity to be able to give. So Mamish, I have this Bechina, where we're looking forward to be able to give to people, so there's going to be the Shem Havaya in Kesidron. And the Rechaim HaKadosh adds this week, he says, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam, it's very interesting, it changes the whole appreciation of a person when he's asked to give the money from him. He said, the Rebbeinu Shleilam sometimes chooses a person to have to go through Anias, in order just to be mezaken the people giving it to him. Kitam shaboicha Hashem liyasel adam eidem hazeh v'yisur eidem. The reason why Hashem chose this person to go through this anias, kidei shevem tzurus eiz kichaveiroi hamafar nesoy. In order to be mezaken the person that's giving it. So the Torah says, me'echad ki yibicho evin, the Torah says, me'achad achecho. It's for one of your brothers. He's not less than you. Faket, he's miyuchodim shevachicha. And it's not a raya, the fact that he's poor, that he's any less madriga than you. He's only there to do you a favor. When a person appreciates that, it makes it easy on both sides. The person that's giving, the person that's taking. The person that's taking is really being mezakeh the other person. Rav Dessa writes about this in Michtam Eliyod, when he's talking about being goyved stock, when a person go around to collect money for other people, he should never look at it that he's taking money from people. Faket, he said the person is giving opportunities to people to be able to allow them to do this mitzvah. And he says something very interesting. He said if you see a moisture which has closed down, he said you should check out if the Gaboid stock used to go around taking money from people, or they went around giving people opportunities to be able to be turned to this cause. Because a person that's giving is going to have a kiyum. Taking, not necessarily have a kiyum. And when a person appreciates this, how Chazal, look at this. The Chaim Kodesh said the same thing in Parashat Mishpatim. In Kesef Talves Ami, the Chaim Kodesh says, Oni Imoch. What belongs to the Oni is really in your account. And when a person looks at it like that, it changes the whole appreciation. And you thank the person. The Gemara says, Hamafaisim is Vorach Yud Ala Brochas. When you say a kind word to the person, you can be zeichet to more brachas than actual giving. And the reason is, because that's taka the truth. Really, this person is coming to be able to do your teva. And during Elul, when there's various campaigns of stock, there's a very opportunity for people to give. When a person looks at it like this, they look at it, oh wow, another opportunity, another opportunity. When a person is able to do the tzedakah, to be korea gezar dinoi. And like the Gemara tells about Basra, that there was one of them, Roim knew that his relative has to lose a certain amount of money during the year, and he didn't want to tell him about it, and he various times during the year, he gave tzedakah. Till the end of the year, the tax collector came and took the rest of the money. And he said, why didn't you tell me in advance that this is going to happen, I have to lose X amount of money? He wanted to have the mitzvah stock, he wanted to give it because of the mitzvah, not because he knew how to do it. So many times a person gets opportunities to give, it's really an opportunity for him, and the Torah's marriage this week, and many, many psukim about this, and give us this understanding. There's another Gevaldigevah which has such a simcha when I saw this. The Torah says this week in Peg Yudal, Posik Aleph, Bonim Atem Hashem Lekechem. It's the Vav, the Koshes, the Magid. I saw this in my Yom Shal Torah in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Emor. The Torah says over there, Moyah de Hashem, Asher Tikra Oysom Mikroi Kodesh. Chazal Darshan, since it says Oysom Chosavov, so you can read the word Oysom as if it says Atem. Chazal tell us, as we all know, the Gemara Shana, that Bezin on Mekadosh Shanu Chodesh, even if they make a mistake, even if the Mezin they make a mistake, and they say today's Rosh Chodesh, it's Chal, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, and Attack of the Kamer Rosh Chodesh. So the Kodesh of the Maggid says, Madoch, when the Torah says, Oysom, just because you can read the Atom, Chazal have a license to Darshan, Afid Shayin, Afid Mezidin. So when the Torah says, Taka bonim atem Hashem lekechem, the Torah says, your children, the Rebbeinu Shleilim, the Navada atem, afilu shegigin, afilu mezidin, with children, the Rebbeinu Shleilim, bein kach rebonim, like Remeir says, Rajra and Shiva's Taka paskin, like Remeir, as every Yid is a bechinah from bonim atem Hashem lekechem, and as we began, that's really Taka, the avoid of Chodesh Elul, to be able to build this relationship with Rebbeinu Shleilim, as Ani ledoidi li. Just to finish off, with a story which I saw, a moshe which I saw actually, that there was a company that was struggling, and they brought someone in, a professional advisor, to help them out. And he analyzed the whole situation, and he told them, you have to spend a bit of money on the decor in the business to make it look nicer, give it a new lick of paint, and to make sure there's nice plants when you come in, and it'll be good to put some security cameras, make sure no one steals anything. And he told them one of the old machines is worth to replace. As they listened to his advice, when they paid the final bill of one of the machinery that they replaced, the company went bankrupt. And they couldn't understand what was going on, until eventually they realized that actually this advisor was sent by their competitors. And what they realized was, instead of focusing on the basics, how much money is coming in, how much money is going out, work out where the loch is, why is things not adding up, he just was busy with very nice things, which was the nice thing to do when everything's running fine. But at the end of the day, that wasn't the focus now. And he says many times when it comes to preparing Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we're too sidetracked, we're distracted the various nice things. When it comes to the basics, Torah, Tefillah, Gemunas Chasodim, on the basics which we shy for us to be able to do more on, then that's going to have a huge impact when it comes to the din. Because really, when a person realizes that when comes to Shona, we're going to count up the mitzvahs and aveiros. And he takes, for example, one mitzvah, mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, Chazal tell us, is connected to Kulam Chavtchai, makes a cheshvan. In 1 minute, a person can say 200 words. And a person uses every day of Elul, he makes it clear, it's another 5 minutes, it's another 10 minutes a day. He's going to have a huge difference when it comes to the Yom HaDin, how much more he's managed to learn. There's actually a whole country is called Hachon of Rosh Hashanah, which from he has to say how the country is called Eitzes Nizkes within Yom HaRoim, and like Lahavdil, in any court case there are various legal loopholes which people are willing to pay a lot of money for people to find them and to advise how to do them. He's got Kiviochel legal loopholes. He brings Chazal, for example, the Mehinei Shirabah, the Kerlech Zadin Shel Shivim Shana. So he has there 10 different reasons why a person should increase in a limit of Chesh Elul. And the first Cheshvan is this Cheshvan. It brings from Rechaz Blenenstein that Chativas HaMitzvahs, the person is in, not in a panic, but the person is in a mode when he's trying to hop around the last month of the year as many mitzvahs as possible, and a person appreciates that the simpler way to do that is by having a little bit more Torah in his day. That's going to make a huge difference. Should be zeicha taka to remember the bonamata when Hashem lekeichem, the avinu with the malkeinu, and be zeicha to exivach sima teva, don't let call it through.